I believe in equal suffrage because I believe in the fundamental rightness of democracy. If it be true as it is false, that women are unfit to exercise the suffrage, the surest way to keep women unfit is to continue to deny them the right and the duty of the ballot. The vote should go first and foremost to the toiling, wage-earning women of the Republic, whose lives require the safeguards of the ballot. Suffrage is a duty and obligation of woman as truly as of man. It is not a right to be waived or a privilege to be foregone, but a duty to be met, an obligation to be accepted. Whether or not women will to vote, the vote needs women. The suffrage movement means nothing more than that around women, for weal or for woe, have become of the burden bearers of the industrial order, shall be thrown the safeguards of democracy. Chiefest among these safeguards is the ballot. It is our business to take politics out of the saloon and bring politics back to the home, to make politics again that domestic concern which it of right is and ought to be. Voting would take woman outside of her home for a few hours in a year, and as a result of her going out of the home in order to vote, woman would bring back to the home the dignities and responsibilities and inspirations of citizenship. The vote of woman will always be in the main an independent and non-partisan vote. Women will not vote for party names nor be controlled by party labels. Woman will vote for the good of cities, for the weal of states, for the benefit of the Republic. The vote of women will mean the beginning of the end of war. Men have been war makers, women will be war breakers. The vote of women will not be better than the vote of men, but better than the vote of men will be the vote of men and women together, who both together should have the right to do better on behalf of the state.